You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Our God is good
all the time.
And all the time. The story of a 12-year-old girl inspires and fascinates. She writes, "When I was asked to write about a missionary I knew, a few people crossed my mind, such as Mother Teresa and a few others. Then I thought, I can't write about one of these great people because I have never met them. It's true, I have heard their names and been told about them, but I don't know what they are like. The person I think is a missionary and a good one is my mother. This may sound peculiar, but sure, you don't have to be ordained to be a missionary." And the little girl continues, "My mom's mission is to be a wife and a mother to me and my family. My mom has never been selfish, and she has never put herself first before her family. I have never been starved or been without her endless love, just like the fabulous famous missionaries. My mother has a lot of courage. She could easily have gone to Bingo and left me, but she didn't. She made the supreme sacrifice of thinking about me before herself. I am very lucky to have a missionary mother and a peacemaker." This little girl concludes her story. This 12-year-old little girl remembers a mother who taught her how to be a missionary and how to make peace. I found this relevant because it touches on the very fact of the gospel today, Jesus sending out his friends in pairs to go become missionaries to the rest of the world. And they have just a mandate to preach peace. Isaiah presents to us a God who is infinitely good, and springing from this, offers us lasting peace. Isaiah writes, and I quote, "Now towards her I send overflowing peace like a river." Unquote. So when we allow this peace to flow into our hearts, to guide our lives, we become fulfilled, we are satisfied, and our communities and the entire world become a loving, peaceful, and wonderful place to be. Therefore, God calls every one of us, every one of us, to be messengers, ambassadors, instruments, and agents of this peace. Peace must flow from us and through us to many others. In the second reading, Paul says, and I quote, "Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, who form the Israel of God." So from this line, one can comfortably say that peace comes to our hearts, to our homes, to our communities, to our societies and our world, and our entire life when we walk in harmony with the will of God, when we keep His commandments. Peace comes to all who bear the marks of Christ, as Paul did. In today's gospel, Jesus calls, equips, and sends out with one single message to the world. Peace. Peace. Peace is a gift we must offer to ourselves, we must offer to the world. But before we can give this precious gift of peace to the world, we must have it ourselves. Nemo dat quod non habet. You can't give that which you don't have. So if our world must have peace, it must reflect in our lives. We must have peace in our homes, in the neighborhood, then we can now begin to share it out. It can now begin to trickle down from us to our families, to the neighborhood, to the community, to the society, to the country, to the world at large. Jesus knows very well that this is what our world needs. Come to think of it now, the world is engulfed in war, in conflict, in violence. Jesus knew, he is so ahead of time, that this peace is the most needed gift that we need in our world, in our time. And that is why he sent his friends out in peace to go sow the seed of love and to plant peace in the hearts of men. With the peace that Christ offers us, we must be prepared to transform ourselves and our world from a culture of war and hatred to a culture of peace. Today, Christ invites us to be instruments of his lasting peace by bringing to the world the good news of the peace of Christ. A recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, who goes by the name Ralph Bunke, writes, and I agree with him, "If you want to get across an idea, wrap it in a person." Jesus wrapped his ideas of peace in 72 persons and sent them out to become missionaries of peace. He said to them, "Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs amid wolves." Why would Jesus say this? Jesus was drawing their attention to the fact that they would live in a world surrounded by wolves, by very violent people. And he therefore instructed them to be meek and live like lambs, and not to be agents of violence, trouble, and conflicts. He gave them a specific charge, instructions, and mandated them to teach, to proclaim the good news, and be peace ambassadors by spreading peace wherever they found themselves. I think this mandate of Jesus to the 72 extends to every one of us. We live in very turbulent and difficult moments and times, all of us. If our world must have peace, we must therefore work for peace. We must therefore become agents of peace, giving out this precious gift of God to the world. Every missionary of peace is expected to heal broken families, to unite divided communities, to preach the message of peace, to reconcile and to heal people who are wounded and traumatized by conflicts. This explains why Jesus instructed those he sent to heal the sick and say to them, "The kingdom of God has come upon you." He also prepared the minds of missionaries of peace about how they will be received in some quarters with warm hospitality, and in yet others with bitter hospitality. He says, "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son or daughter of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him or her. But if not, it shall return to you." By these very clear instructions, Jesus was warning them against perpetrating a culture of revenge and any form of forceful conversion. They were simply to dust their feet and leave whenever they were rejected. We cannot, therefore, my dear friends, be missionaries of peace ourselves unless we are at peace with ourselves. Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." And that which characterizes us, makes us stand out different from the rest of humanity, is by the mere presence of this gift of peace in our lives. July 4th comes tomorrow, and we celebrate America's independence, the land of the free and the brave. Lest we forget, St. Paul says, "It is only the truth of Christ that sets you free." Freedom offered by Christ is freedom from slavery to sin and the eternal death. Recently, in the Family Circus cartoon, a little boy asks his dad, "Dad, when will I be old enough to do as I please?" His dad answered him, "Son, no one has ever lived that long enough." As we celebrate the gift of freedom in America, we pray that on this day, all of us will cherish what it means to be free, and above all, strive to offer this gift of freedom and peace to those around us. The eternal life of heaven is doing whatever we please, because there we desire only goodness. We are truly free when we freely desire to do what is right. That is what it means to be free. to desire to do that which is right. A recovering alcoholic can walk past a tavern and say, "I am free. I do not have to go in there." That is true freedom. A cured shopaholic can walk through the mall and say, "I am free. I do not need to buy all these things." That is true freedom. A Christian can walk through life and say, "I am free. I have no desire to do what is wrong." And that is the freedom of the children of God. Again, that is what makes us different. Any pretense of freedom, which implies license or absence of all restraint, is a false freedom or a disguised slavery. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever, my Lord, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. I'd like to end with this prayer of St. Francis of Assisi as we seek the much desired peace in our hearts, in our homes, and in our world. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Peace be with you.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.